哈利路亚！各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
好，愿你们may peace be with you all this
afternoon。感谢主的恩典我们在安息日的下午继续从圣经当中来学习查考神的话语哦。
Thank God we can use this afternoon to discuss and reflect on the words of God。
今天下午想要用末了的提醒来作为我们彼此的学习跟勉励。
I would like to use the topic of last reminder as a mutual encouragement。
我们请翻到启示录的第二十二章。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 22。
启示录第二十二章
Revelation chapter 22
第六节
Verse 6
启示录的第二十二章第六节
Revelation chapter 22 verse 6
天使又对我说这些话是真实可信的主就是众先知被感之灵的神差遣他的使者将那必要快成的事指示他的仆人第七节
Verse 7
第七节看啊我必快来凡遵守这书上预言的人有福了第八节啊
Verse 8
这些事是我约翰所听见所看见我既听见既看见了就在指示我的天使脚前俯伏要拜他那这个是启示录最后面的记载啊
This is a recording in the back in the end of Revelation
也是整本圣经最后的一个终结
And this is a important passage that occurs at the end of the Bible.
我们在这里看到在这里有话指示给约翰说哦。
And so there are few words that are imparted to John.
告诉约翰说我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的人是有福的。
And it says, "Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy."
我们今天来信耶稣啊。
Today we come to believe in Jesus Christ.
都是希望能够活出一个有福气的人生。
And we are hoping to be a living vessel for God.
不只是在世界上能够享受福气。
Not only to experience the pleasures of this world.
更能够希望在将来能够有永恒的盼望。
But to also have the hope of eternal life one day.
所以在这里圣经告诉我们。
And so the Bible tells us here.
什么叫做有福气的人?
What is it to have a blessing? A person has blessing.
就是一个愿意学习并且遵守这书上教导的人啊。
And that is one that pursues, willing to pursue the word of God.
所以我们今天呢,神把这圣经的话赐给我们。
So today, the Bible, the word of God is given to us.
就是让我们努力学习。
It allows us to pursue and learn,
使我们得到人生的智慧
and that we can gain the wisdom of this world,
更能够去追求更美的盼望
and to be able to pursue after this heavenly kingdom.
在这里呢，最后面给所有的信徒一个交代啊。
And this passage here tells us to the members.
天使对约翰说
，Angel says to John,
同时也是对我们今天每一个信主的人说的
，and also to us today,
要做一个有福气的人
，that you must be someone of blessing,
并且在最后面有几件事情特别提醒我们
，and there are specific things that are reminding us here,
让我们能够在这些事情上警醒
，that we must be very watchful in these,
使我们能够成为一个真正得享美福。有盼望的人
so that we can become a blessed and one that is receiving of all the blessings in the end.
有哪些事情是我们要小心的呢
What are some things that we need to be careful of?
我们看第八节啊、哦、
Let's look at verse 8.
第八节
Verse
8. 第八节这些事是我约翰所听见所看见的我既听见看见了就在指示我的天使脚前俯伏要拜他第九节
Verse 9
第九节他对我说千万不可我与你和你弟兄众先知并那些守着书上预言的人同是做仆人的你要敬拜神啊在这里呢圣经最后给我们的第一个教导
says here, the Bible tells us the first thing we need to be reminded of,
就是不可拜天使啊。
That is, you shall not worship angels.
在这里呢，天使把神的话转达给约翰知道。
The angels had reflected the words of God back to John.
哇，约翰听见了，哇，打算要拜那个天使啊。
John heard it in reply. He wanted to worship this angel.
在这时候呢，天使说不可以，你不可以拜我。
Angel said, "See, you do not do that. You
can't worship me." 因为我跟你都一样，我们只是做仆人的。
Because you and I are the same, we are fellow servants.
我们只应该敬拜独一的主啊。
We should only worship God.
所以在这里第一个教导我们的事情。
So the first thing we are reminded of here
就是不可以拜天使。
That is, you cannot worship angels.
你说没有啊，我没有拜天使啊。
And then you say, "Well, I don't worship angels."
我也没有看过天使啊。
I have never seen one.
所以想拜也没地方可以拜啊。
So even if I want to worship one, I can't.
但是在这里讲的不是只有天使而已啊。
So what we're talking about here is not just responding to angels.
这里告诉我们说，我们不要有个人崇拜的 这种信仰态度。
We shall not have a spirit of worship in something else.
在这个我们的信仰的道路上哦。
So in our walk of faith,
我们可能会遇到很多很有恩赐的工人。
We have might have encountered many workers with that are very blessed.
我们可能会遇到很多很有爱心的信徒。
We might have met a lot of loving brothers and sisters.
我们可能会有一些对我们帮助很大的同龄。
We have also maybe met helpful brethren.
像是那个带我们来教会信耶稣的。
Like that person that brought us to church.
像我们在苦难当中给我们鼓励的。
Like when we are bitter pain, that person who gave us encouragement.
是的，在信仰的路上，你会遇到很多很好很好的信徒。
Throughout the many walks of life, you're going to meet all different kinds of members.
但是在这里，特别特别警告我们每一个人。
But here specifically, it tells us to be watchful of.
看到好的信徒，你要学习效法他。
When we see good brethren, we need to imitate them.
但是千万不要崇拜追随他。
But we cannot worship the road that they walk on.
所以啊，我们今天在信仰的道路上。
Today in our faith, walk of faith.
不只是不能拜天使。
Not only do we not worship angels.
我们也不能拜某一个人呐。
We cannot worship a single person.
不管这个工人多么的恩赐。
No matter how blessed in works they are.
不管这个工人多么的有口才。
No matter how eloquent they are.
这里说，天使说，我们都一样是。同做仆人的。
Angel says here that we are all fellow servants.
有一次我到一间教会啊。
One day I went to this one church.
刚好遇到一位来访的传道哦。
I had, was visited by a visiting preacher.
这个传道我认识他很多年了，所以一看到见到面很开心啊。
I have known this pastor for a long time, so of course, when I saw him, I was very happy.
所以我们就聊聊天啊。
We were just conversing.
然后就看到，有几个信徒就在他旁边啊，也一直要跟他聊天啊。
Then I saw some members behind him that also wanted to converse with him.
然后这是没有什么问题啊，我就走了。
It's not a problem. Then I just got up and left.
不久之后，我在另外一间教会又遇到他了。
Then shortly later, I saw the same pastor again at another church.
奇怪啊，不是只有他来啊，那几个信徒又跟着他来了。
Strangely enough, it wasn't just seeing him, but also the same throng of members also followed him.
我就问那些信徒说，你们也在这里啊？
Then I said to the members, you're here too.
他们很兴奋说，是，我们是他的追随者啊。
And they said, yes, of course I am. We are his followers.
我就看看那个传道啊。
Then I looked at the pastor.
那个传道就摇摇头啊。
The pastor shook his head.
要怎么办？也不能把他赶走啊。
What am I going to do? I can't really get rid of them.
只好当作没看到，继续往前行啊。
All I can do is just walk forward and move on.
今天我们在信仰上千万不要有这种我跟随某一个人的这种态度啊。
Today in our faith, we shall not have this spirit of I am following this person.
我们来看一下哥林多前书的第一章啊。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
哥林多前书的第一章第十二节
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12
十二节，我的意思就是你们个人说，我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。十三节
Verse 13
基督是分开的吗？保罗为你们钉十字架了吗？你们是奉保罗的名受了洗吗？十四节
Verse 14
十四节，我感谢神，除了基利斯布和该犹以外，我没有给你们受洗。十五节，免得有人说你们是奉我的名受洗的。这个是哥林多教会的一个很大的问题啊。
This was a problem happening in the Corinthian church.
什么问题？
What problem?
纷争结党。
That is the division in who they went with.
什么问题？
What kind of problem?
喜欢去跟随某一个人啊。
Favoritism on a certain person.
我说，我们是属于保罗的。
They said, I am of Paul.
为什么？因为保罗大学问啊。
Why? Because he is so scholarly.
我们是属于亚波罗的。
And I am of Apollos.
因为亚波罗最会讲解圣经啊，口才最好啊。
Because Apollo is eloquent in the words of God.
他说，我是属彼得的。
I am of Peter.
为什么？因为彼得是老资格、老前辈啊。
Why? Because Peter is a extremely experienced and mature person in the Lord.
所以啊，很多人就用这种方式来分别自己说，我是属于谁的，教会里就产生混乱啊。
So people would use this kind of thinking ideology to justify who they follow.
那这里保罗告诉我们说啊，绝对不可以啊。
Then Paul said, no, you cannot do this.
保罗没有帮你钉十字架啊。
Paul said, Paul did not crucify.
保罗没有让你们得救啊。
Paul did not give you salvation.
所以今天信仰的路上可以 欣赏工人，但是绝对不可以崇拜个人啊。
In our walk of faith, sure we can admire the workers of the church, but we can't follow them.
我们来看一下约翰福音第一章哦。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
我们看约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章的第35节。
John chapter 1 verse 35.
约翰福音的第一章35节。
John chapter 1 verse 35.
在次日约翰同两个门徒站在那里36节。
Verse 36.
他见耶稣行走就说看哪、啊、这是神的羔羊37节。
37.
两个门徒听见他的话就跟从了耶稣啊。啊在这里讲到有两个人啊。
It says here there are two people.
啊这两个人原本是约翰施洗约翰的门徒。
These two people were originally John the Baptist's disciples.
哦所以约翰走到哪里他们就跟到哪里啊。
So where John the Baptist went, these two went too.
哦因为这是我的老师约翰是我的老师啊。
They said, John is my teacher, I'll follow him.
啊但是当约翰看到主耶稣的时候。
But when John the Baptist saw Jesus.
我们在这里看到约翰说看哪、啊、神的羔羊啊。
John said,Behold, the Lamb of God.
结果是什么?
And then what happened? What was it?
结果就是他的两个门徒跑掉了。
And it was these two disciples had fled.
啊，他的两个门徒跑去跟耶稣走了。
And then they followed Jesus.
啊，今天如果你是约翰啊。
Today, if you were John.
你会有什么感觉?
What kind of emotions would you have?
你可能会想说，啊，早知道就不要帮耶稣宣传。
I should say, I should have known, I shouldn't have followed him.
你看，一讲我就少两个。
Look, I just say this and I lost two disciples.
哎呀，我要再去哪里再去找两个来跟随我呢？
Where am I going to go find these two disciples?
人都很喜欢被别人所包围。
Man likes to be accepted by others.
人很喜欢、啊、大家的尊重。
Man likes the applause of others.
人喜欢、啊、来做决定，你们都来跟随我啊，做领导啊。
Man likes to be decision makers.
啊，但是你在这里看到约翰没有这种态度哦。
But then John the Baptist himself, he did not have this type of attitude.
当约翰看到了耶稣。
When John saw Jesus.
啊，他就说，这是神的羔羊。
He said, "Behold the Lamb of God."
他的两个门徒离开的时候
，when his two disciples left，
约翰没有说，哎，你们两个去哪里
？John the Baptist didn't say, "Where did you go?"
哎，你们两个怎么这么没良心
？How come you don't have any conscience in you？
那昨天晚上是我昨天晚饭我煮给你们吃的。
Hey, last night I cooked for you.
哦，你们两个这样子转头就走啊，真是不够意思啊。
And in the blink of an eye, you guys just left.
没有这一回事情。
That didn't happen.
为什么
？Why?
因为约翰很清楚自己的位置。
Because John was very clear of his position.
约翰更清楚耶稣的价值。
John knew very clearly the status of Jesus.
哦，所以主耶稣说啊。
So Jesus said,
说从妇人所生的没有一个大过施洗约翰的、啊。
So there is no man that is greater than John the Baptist.
为什么
？Why?
因为他从来不需要，也不追求别人的崇拜。
Because he doesn't hold high the following by other people.
他只要众人寻找到耶稣。
He just wants people to find Jesus Christ.
所以约翰说我是谁？
So John said, "Who am I?"
他说我只是旷野里的声音而已啊。
I am just a voice crying in the wilderness.
听见就可以了。
Just you hearing it is enough.
你不需要看到我。
You don't need to see me.
你听到这个讯息，耶稣的讯息就可以了。
If you hear this news of Jesus, that's all you need.
不需要来追随我。
You don't need to follow me.
所以在这里启示录最后面第一个就是在末了不要去崇拜个人。
So in Revelation it says, in the end time, do not worship anyone.
更不要喜欢被别人所崇拜。
Do not have this feeling of wanting to be followed by others.
哦，这样子信仰的路才能够走得稳，才能走得好。
That is how you can walk very straightly on your walk of faith.
哦，所以我们今天在带领慕道者的路上哦。
Today when we are bringing truth seekers,
也是要特别的谨慎啊。
We need to be very watchful.
啊，有一次啊，啊，有一次有一个信徒带了一个慕道者来啊。
One day there was a member who brought a truth seeker.
啊，结果啊，到会堂里面坐下来啦。
And brought him or her into the chapel to sit.
啊，结果这个信徒就去厕所啊，把那个慕道者放在那边。
Then the member had to use the bathroom. The truth seeker sitting by himself.
啊，结果啊，其他的信徒看到哎有不认识的，就过来跟他打招呼啊。
Then other members saw someone they didn't know, and they came and said hi.
啊，跟他聊聊天啊。
And conversed.
啊，结果啊，那个带慕道者的信徒回来了。
And then the person that brought the truth seeker, the member that brought the truth seeker came back.
一看到就很紧张啊。
And suddenly was very nervous.
跑过去跟他们说啊。
And ran over quickly and told them.
这个是我的。
Hey, that's mine.
Get your own, 哦，找你自己的慕道者啊。
Get your own truth seeker.
哇，这种心态啊，在侍奉上是不会得到神喜悦的。
This kind of attitude will never be accepted or be make God happy.
哦，所以圣经里面告诉我们啊。
So the Bible says that.
他说我们要把人完完全全的带到主的面前啊。
We must contritely and penitently bring a true seeker to church.
而不是把人啊带到自己的面前。
Not bring a person to be in front of you.
我们看回来启示录的第二十二章。
Let's look back at Revelation chapter 22.
启示录第二十二章。
Revelation chapter 22.
第十节。
Verse 10.
启示录的二十二章第十节
Revelation chapter 22 verse 10
第十节他又对我说不可封了这书上的预言因为日期近了十一节
verse 11
不义的叫他仍旧不义污秽的叫他仍旧污秽唯义的叫他仍旧唯义圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁啊！而在这里是给我们所有的人的第二个提醒。
This tells us a second reminder.
第一个，不可拜天使。
First, we cannot worship angels.
第二，不可封书卷啊。
Secondly, we should not seal the words of the prophecy of this book.
在这里，天使跟约翰说，这一本书上的话语，你不能把它封起来，不让人家知道哦。
The words of this book, you cannot seal it and not let others know.
为什么今天我们会把这个书封起来？
Why would we seal this book today?
为什么我今天不敢让人家知道？
Why would we not want others to know?
很多时候是因为我们怕跟别人因为信仰而起的冲突啊。
It's because we don't want by the mere aspect of faith to cause us to have contradictions with others.
不管是在学校还是在我们的朋友当中，在工作。
No matter in work or school,
或者是在我们朋友当中
or amongst our friends,
有时候我们会避开这个信仰的话题啊。
Sometimes we'll try to hold back this words of truth.
为什么要避开这个信仰的话题呢？
Why would we want to open up,
avoid
the words of God?
因为我们怕跟别人有任何的冲突
because we're afraid we'll have some contradiction with other people
我们怕别人对我们有意见
we're afraid that others will have a criticism amongst us
我们更怕别人讨厌我们
we're much more afraid that they will hate us
所以很多时候啊明明啊认识很多年啊人家根本不知道你是一个基督徒啊
and so you'll know a person for so many years but they don't even know you're a Christian
这些学生都知道哦
and the class Our students here know about that.
我跟他们说过了。
I've told them.
我说我在大学啊，同一个宿舍住了三年半啊。
When I lived in a dormitory in college for 3.5 years.
三年半都是同样的学生啊。
For 3.5 years, there were the same class of classmates.
到要毕业的时候，哈。
And at graduation time.
我跟那住在我隔壁的一个人在聊天啊。
When I was discussing or having a conversation with a neighbor.
聊一聊就讲到说啊，我要去教会啊。
And I conversed to a point, said, "Hi, I'm going to church."
他就说啊，你是一个基督徒啊。
And then all of a sudden, the person said, "You're a Christian."
我说是啊，是啊，我是一个基督徒啊。
Yes, I am a Christian.
他说哇，真是看不出来哎。
Wow, I just really can't tell.
那当然了，我那时候就愣在那里了。
And then I just kind of flabbergasted standing there.
那当然，他试着要解释，他后来就啊，不是，我不是这个意思啦。
And he said, "I didn't have that reasoning."
我跟他讲 ，too late 啊，来不及了。
Too late.
我已经受伤了。
I've already been hurt.
但是你知道吗？已经过了十多年了。
So it's been 10 some odd years.
他跟我说的这一句话，我一直没有忘记。
This sentence he told me, I had not forgotten.
为什么认识了三年，居然没有让人看出基督徒的样子来呢？
So how come in the course of these 3 years that person never knew that I was Christian?
真的，我们自己要想一想啊。
That means we really need to ruminate.
是不是因为很多时候我们害怕？
Is it because we're afraid?
害怕别人问我们的信仰。
Is it because we're afraid of other people knowing that we believe?
是不是我们害怕？
Is it because we're afraid?
害怕承认自己的教会。
Afraid that we go to this church?
所以当人家问你啊。
So when people ask you?
人家问你你信什么？
When people ask you what you believe in?
你说我姓周啊。
I am Chow.
他说不是啦，我问你是什么的信仰啊。
I said, no, I'm asking you what faith you are.
我信耶稣的啦。
I am of Jesus.
你是什么教会啊？
What church are you?
就基督教啊。
It's the Christ Church.
就是 Christian.
Or Christian Church.
Christian Church 啊。
Okay.
如果人家再继续问啊。
And if people keep asking.
讨厌耶，问这么多干什么？
Oh. You're so bored. Why do you ask so much?
有时候我们很介意，很不喜欢面对这样子的直接的冲突啊。
Is it because we don't want to be in this awkward situation?
因此我们把书卷封住了，不敢面对。
And that is when we seal the book.
所以在这里告诉我们说，如果我们希望成为一个蒙福的人啊。
If we want to be a man that is blessed.
告诉我们说，不要封住这个书卷啊。
Do not seal the prophecy.
不要在信仰上胆怯啊。
Do not be afraid in this gospel.
不要不敢面对自己所拥有的。
Do not be afraid from being proclaimed of what you believe.
因为我们今天所拥有的是尊贵的。
Because what you have is very precious.
因为我们今天所领受的是有价值的。
And what we have partook in is of great value.
所以我们今天不要害怕哦。
So today, do not be afraid.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》的第二十章哦。
Let's look at Acts chapter 20.
《使徒行传》的第二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
第二十节
Acts chapter 20 verse 20
使徒行传的第二十章的第二十节
Acts chapter 20 verse 20
二十节你们也知道凡与你们有益的我没有一样必会不说的或在众人面前或在个人家中我都教导你们啊！那这个是保罗对信徒所说的啊。
Paul said this to the members
这时候保罗很有把握啊。
Paul had suchconfidence.
保罗说啊，我面对你们，我良心平安。
Paul said, "When I am encountering you, my conscience is very at peace."
为什么我的良心非常平安呢
？Why is that so?
他说，我把该说的话都告诉你们了。
Because what I have been required to say, I have said.
所以我在神面前，在人面前都能够良心平安。
So in God and in man, I have a very clear conscience.
但是今天很多时候啊，我们啊话都不说啊。
But today, many times, there are words we don't say.
明明是对的事情，我们不教导。
Because what is right, we don't teach others.
明明是错的事情，我们不改正。
What's wrong, we don't rectify.
因为害怕冲突。
Because we're afraid of the contradiction.
不只是对我们自己周遭的人这样。
We don't just act to those people on this earth that we know.
有时候对我们的下一代的子女教养也是这样。
And even to our own children.
我们来看一下诗篇的第七十八篇哦。
Let's look at Psalm 78.
诗篇的第七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇的
Psalm 78
第三节
Verse 3
诗篇的七十八篇的第三节
Psalm 78 verse 3
他在这里说是我们所听见所知道也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的第四节
Verse 4
我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒要将神的美德和他的能力并奇妙的作为述说给后代听哈他在这里告诉我们呢、啊，我们要怎么样对待我们教养我们的孩子啊
Says here on how we should interact with our children
在这里说我们的道理我们所领受的不可以向子孙隐瞒
The teachings that we have we must not hide that from the children
因为今天如果你向子孙隐瞒
Because if you are the children these days
他可能因为你的关心人生走上错误的道路
Then because of your misguiding because or the relationship or misguiding then they will walk a different path
他可能因为你的隐瞒而失去认识神的机会
And because of your misguiding they might have lost the opportunity to know Christ
我们今天的世代是尊重孩子的世代。
Today we live in a society that emphasizes children.
我们很在乎孩子。
We cater to the children.
甚至我们很怕我们的孩子。
Sometimes to the point where we are afraid of them.
怕孩子不高兴啦。
We're afraid that they're going to be angry.
为什么？可能只有一个啊，可能只有两个啊。
Why? Because you might have only one or two.
所以孩子都是家里的宝贝，家里的老大。
So the children are the treasures, the precious things at home.
所以有一次啊，宗教教育系在开会的时候啊
，When one time there was a religious education meeting.
啊，我也进去参加了。
I joined.
啊，有一个老师就这样子说啊。
And a teacher said.
他说啊，今天教会要发展啊。
The teacher said, "Today the church must prosper."
今天你要信徒常常来聚会啊。
Today the members must come often to church.
你可以不用管大人。
You don't need
大人啊。
You can disregard the adults.
你只要注意那些小孩。
You only need to emphasize the children.
只要让他们喜欢来。
Just have them like coming to church.
那小孩来，大人一定都来。
So if the children come, then adults will come.
今天你的小孩说我们要去教会啊，全家全部要出动啊。
Today when the children says, I want to go to church, and then the whole family goes.
啊，今天小孩说我不要去啊，全家都待在家里啊。
one day the children says, I don't want to go to church, then the whole family stays at home.
今天我们是以小孩为中心的家庭模式啊。
So today we put the emphasis of the children at the center of the home.
所以很多时候我们怕小孩子不高兴。
So many times we're afraid of children being unhappy.
所以很多应该要教导的我们都闭口不讲。
So there's a lot that we should say that we don't actually teach.
因为什么? 因为你怕他有冲突啊。
Why? Because you're afraid that there will be some conflicts or contradictions.
尤其是小孩子上学。
Well, just like when a child goes to school.
在学校里面, 美国的学校里面, 有很多我们不认同的一些事情。
Just like in school, we see a lot that we don't stand for, we don't subscribe to.
但是虽然我们不认同,
but even though we don't subscribe to those,
但是小孩子可能很喜欢,
but the children might be, they might like that.
那这时候你做父母就很挣扎了。
Then you're going through a war in your head as an adult, a parent.
你要讲你的孩子就生气了, 为什么不可以?
If you as a parent say to the child something against what they know, they might make them unhappy.
你不讲,良心就过不去啊,这个良心就过不去啊,教会是这样子教的啊。
If you don't say anything, then your conscience seems to bite at you.
啊,怎么办呢?
What are you going to do?
很简单啊。
Very easily.
不敢得罪小孩。
Don't cause them to be unhappy.
就回来骂教会。
And you come back and you scold church. And you come scold church and say, why is church so
你教会不要这么严格,
severe? So why is it so serious? And if the church wasn't like this, then it wouldn't make the parent unhappy.
那不久以前啊, 我的小孩啊, 在学校, 啊, 有一天从学校回来啊,
not long ago, my own child came back from school.
他就回来在家里唱歌跳舞啊,
and was just singing and dancing.
那我就在听他在唱什么哦,
and listening, I was listening to what he was singing.
啊, 我就, 后来我问他说这是什么?
And then I asked him, what are you singing?
他说老师说我们有一个 seasonal dancing 啊, 季节的舞会 啊。
My teacher said that I have a seasonal dancing period.
什么 seasonal dancing 讲那么好听啊, 就是 Christmas party 嘛。
What is seasonal dancing? Oh, I mean Christmas party.
哦,那个老师是这样子写的 啊, 老师这样写。 So,
that's what the teacher wrote.
但是他们唱的跳的全都是什么? 全都是圣诞节的东西 啊。
What they sung and danced were of Christmas theme.
我女儿很爱唱又很爱跳。
My own daughter likes to sing and dance.
而且她已经练习了一阵子了。
She's been learning for a while.
那时候其实讲实话, 做父母亲的我们其实心里是有挣扎的。
And in actuality, there's a lot of conflict inside of parents' hearts.
是的,不要想说传道就是金刚不坏啊, 传道有时候心里也很挣扎。
And don't think that the pastors are set aside. They also feel the same.
尤其是看到我的小孩在那跳啊跳啊唱很开心啊。
And especially me, seeing my own children sing and dancing.
练习很久啦,很想上台表演啊。
Learning for so long, want to come up to the stage and perform.
这时候我就把他叫到我旁边啊。
Then I brought him over to my side.
我就跟他说啊,宝贝啊。
And I said, oh, precious.
爸爸跟你商量一件事情好不好?
Daddy wants to talk to you about something.
爸爸不希望你参加这一次的表演。
Daddy doesn't want you to attend this performance this time.
那这整个脸就垮下来了,整个,因为很开心啊,整个脸就垮下来了。
And then her whole countenance had fallen.
我就跟他说,爸爸以前有告诉你齁。
Daddy, I told you one time.
说我们为什么不庆祝圣诞节,对不对?
Why we don't celebrate Christmas, right?
他就点点头啊。
And then she nodded her head.
我说,那这个是圣诞节的跳舞的,你不参加可以吗?
So this is a Christmas dance. Is it okay if you don't attend?
她就想好久啊。
She kept thinking and thinking.
我也没有逼她就是了。
I didn't force her.
我就等她。
I just waited.
后来她就转过来跟我说可以。
And then she turned around and said, yes, I won't go.
我说那一天大家上去表演,那你怎么办呢?
What if that day everyone goes up to perform? What are you going to do?
她说我就坐在底下看我的同学啊。
Then she said, I will just sit quietly underneath there and watch them.
你知道讲实话,做父亲的那时候真的心里很难过,真的很难过。
So at that time, to be a parent, it just feels like at that time was really distraught.
所有的小朋友都在上面跳,只有我的女儿一个人孤单地坐在底下。
All her classmates were up singing and dancing, and she has to alone sit there watching them.
但是对我来说啊,
and to me, it is 这是信仰原则的问题。 This is the matter of faith.
如果我不能够从幼稚园开始教她,
and this is if I cannot teach her from kindergarten,
等到她上了高中,上了大学, 我再教她,她也不会听我的。
When it comes to the time she goes to high school and on beyond, she won't listen to me.
所以啊,当我的女儿告诉我说,可以,我坐在底下就好了。
So then when my own daughter said, I can just sit down there and watch them.
那我真的是一方面很难过,又一方面很高兴。
One part of me felt so just unnerved, and another part was happy.
所以在表演的那一天啊,
so on that day when they performed,
虽然家长也可以去,
and even though parents could go,
但是我跟我太太说,我们就不去。
But then my wife and I said we won't go.
我们要让她一个人在底下孤单。
We want her to sit here at the bottom of the stage in loneliness.
我们要她知道为要坚持信仰有时候是要忍受孤单的。
We just know that to be steadfast in our faith, we must sometimes be alone.
啊，当然了，很早我们就在学校门口等她啦。
And of course, we're at the door of the school waiting for her.
然后出来以后，我们很紧张啊，宝贝还好吗？
Then we were just so nervous as she came out. We're just asking her, "Are you okay?"
就笑一下说没有关系啊。
And then just laughed and said, "No problem."
啊，爸爸带你去吃冰淇淋的。
And daddy will take you to eat ice cream.
但是我相信啊，一次又一次可以在孩子的生命当中建立起对错的观念。
In one situation after another, we can slowly create, change their thinking.
有没有可能得罪孩子？
Is there a possibility of betraying our own children?
有没有可能孩子会对我们生气？
Will our children be angry at us?
有可能。
Yes.
但是你现在不明白，将来就知道了。
But if today you don't understand, one day you will understand.
哦，所以在这里啊，在这里啊，启示录说你不要把书卷封起来啊。
So in Revelation it says here, do not seal the words of the prophet.
不要怕得罪人。
Do not be afraid to quote unquote betray others.
该教的该教导的千万不要避讳不讲。
Meaning, you must say what you are rightly supposed to say.
因为今天你的教导可能造就明天教会重要的工人。
Because your teaching, your words may exalt others or in their faith or grow their faith.
今天你的勇敢可能能够持守你孩子的信仰。
Your courage today may prolong or develop the faith of your children.
我们看回来启示录第二十二章哦。
Let's look back at Revelation chapter 22. 启示录
的第二十二章。
Revelation chapter 22.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
启示录的第二十二章的第十四节。
Revelation chapter 22, verse 14.
十四节，那些洗净自己衣服的人有福了，可以得权柄，能到生命树那里，也能从门进城。十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节，城外有些犬类，行邪术、淫乱、杀人、拜偶像的，并且喜好谎言啊，喜好说谎言、编造虚谎的，哈。那在这里讲到第三件事情啊。
Here it talks about the third reminder.
我们刚刚说第一个，不可以有个人崇拜。
First, we cannot worship angels.
尊重工人，但绝对不崇拜工人。
We can admire their work, but we cannot follow them.
第二，不可封住书卷。
Secondly, we should not seal the words of those books.
将来孩子的信仰取决我们今天的努力。
One day, the faith of our children will prolong our efforts today.
啊，第三，这里说不可行恶事得罪神啊。
And thirdly, it says here that we should not,
不可以做错的事，行恶事来得罪神。
We cannot do wrong things that will betray Jesus Christ.
因为在这里说你要洗净你的衣服。
It says here that we need to clean our washer clothes.
启示录里面啊有讲到啊，当我们信主以后哈。
It says here in Revelation that once we believe in Christ.
当你认识主之后，有一件白衣要赐给你啊。
When you know Christ, there is a white garment that you don.
就是我们所知道的披戴耶稣这个洁净的外袍啊。
And that is to wear this, this clothing of Jesus Christ.
哦，啊，但是这件衣服给你的。
If this clothing was given to you.
啊，但是不见得它能够一直保持干净。
But you cannot or able to keep it clean.
因为信仰的道路是很长的。
Because we know the walk of faith is very long.
哦，所以有时候在这条道路上啊，难免跌跌撞撞，会犯一些错误。
So along our walk of faith, we're going to have some mishaps.
但是在这里告诉我们哦。
But here it says.
他说我们要把这个衣服洗干净啊。
It says here that we must cleanse and clean these garments.
啊，因为只有洗干净我们这个衣服的人，才能够得进圣城啊。
And it's only when we clean these garments that we can become righteous in the eyes of the Lord.
所以作为一个信徒啊。
So when we become when we are a member.
时常自我反省、自我检讨是非常重要的。
It is very crucial for you to ruminate upon your actions of the day.
有时候我们信主信太久哦。
So sometimes members have believed for so long.
啊，这个信耶稣成为一种习惯啊。
So there is sort of a habit that members have.
啊，这个聚会成为一种习惯啊。
That coming to church service is like a habit.
祷告成为一种习惯啊。
Prayer becomes habitual.
哦，所以有时候啊，我们跪下来呀，脑筋还没有动，嘴巴就噜噜噜啊。
So sometimes when we kneel down in prayer, our minds aren't even thinking, and then we just kind of mutter.
但是一个祷告起来，你完全不知道自己祷告了什么。
And then you just get up from your prayer, and you don't even know what you prayed about.
每个礼拜都来聚会。
But every Saturday you're here.
但是来聚会啊，哇，大部分时间都坐在外面跟人家聊天啊。
But then in actuality, you come to service, but you're just out there conversing with your friends.
结果啊，聚会的一天啊，传道问说，哎，今天题目是什么？不知道啊。
And then the pastor asks you, what was the topic for today? I don't even remember.
我常聚会晚啊，就会找我太太啊。
Many times after service, I will go to my wife.
那开车回家的路上，我就会问她。
And during the course of our drive home, I would ask her,
我今天的题目是什么？
Then I would ask her, what was my topic today?
通常她的答案都是不知道。
Many times she would say, I don't know.
我说你聚会怎么不知道呢？
Then I would say, you had service there, how come you can't remember?
她说要不然你来带两个小孩。
Then she said, why don't you bring up two children?
鼻子摸摸继续开车回家。
And I just silenced myself and kept driving.
有时候啊，我们当然有时候因为我们来教会有一些工作哦。
So in actuality, when we come to church, we have some work to do.
尤其是啊，要带小孩、照顾小孩的妈妈，真的很不容易啊。
That is the child-rearing mothers.
但是如果我们不是这样。
And if we're not this way,
明明坐在那里，从早上10点半坐到下午3点。
And you sit there all day from the morning to the afternoon.
哇，这样两个眼睛这样直直盯着传道。
Just like you have two eyes that are stuck on the pastor.
圣经也是翻来翻去。
And then you flip to and fro in the Bible.
聚会王问你说，哎，今天讲什么？不知道。
And then after service, they ask you, what did you learn? I don't know.
问你说今天题目是什么啊？也不记得。
I asked you what the topic was, and you can't even remember.
问你说今天是谁讲道，总知道了吧。
But then you would know at the very least who gave the sermon.
就只有知道这一个而已。
You just know that.
我说呀，有时候我们虽然人来了。
So today, even though we come.
但是啊，心没有到哦。
But our hearts aren't there.
所以啊，我们要啊，每一次的聚会啊，都是让我们洗净自己白衣的机会啊。
So when we come to service, we must be able to remember to cleanse our garments.
所以圣经里面告诉我们哦。
So the Bible says.
他说啊，神要用他的道理来洗净他的教会啊。
The Bible says that God wants to use His word to clean the members of His church.
神也要用他的道理跟他的圣灵来洗净我们每一个人的内心啊。
God wants to use His word to clean our internal conscience.
所以每一次来教会就是来洗衣服的。
So when we come to church, we're here to do laundry.
努力听道理就是放 detergent啊，放那个洗洁精啊。
And to listen to the word of God is just inserting detergent.
所以啊，来这里聚会听到祷告，就是让这件白衣重新绽放它的洁白。
So come here to have service to pray is to have your garments washed.
因为啊，没有人喜欢穿脏衣服吧。
Because I don't think there's anyone out there that wants to wear dirty clothes.
所以既然你不喜欢穿脏衣服,
so even though you know you don't want to wear dirty clothes,
既然你在家里常常洗衣服,
and knowing that at home you do laundry often,
为什么整天穿一个黑漆漆的袍子走来走去呢?
Why is it that you're wearing a blackened robe wherever you go?
所以啊，每次来教会就是什么洗净你的衣服啊。
So when you come to church all the time, it's actually cleansing your garment.
检讨自己的行为,
to really think about what you have done.
改变自己的错误,
to improve on your mishaps.
追求属灵的价值,
and to pursue this holy Christ.
拥有更高的盼望,
and then you have this eternal hope one day.
每一次来教会都是很重要的。
So when you come to church every week, it's important.
因为每一次都是让你离主更近啊。
Because it allows you to draw closer to God.
每一次都是让你离这个大门圣城的大门更近啊。
It allows you to draw closer to that heavenly door.
因为衣服不干净是不能进去的啊。
Because if your garments aren't clean, you cannot enter.
所以我们今天要常常想啊。
So today we must often think.
我们信主信多久了？
We must think how long have we believed in Christ?
我们常常问自己啊。
We often ask ourselves,
我的信仰到底是什么样子呢?
What is the condition of my faith?
我们要常常自己检讨啊。
That is something that we must self-examine.
我的衣服到底是干不干净啊?
Are my clothing garments clean?
不要说连衣服被偷走了都不知道啊。
You don't want to get to the point of when your garments are lost and you don't even know.
因为启示录里面讲哦。
Because Revelation it says,
启示录里面讲说你们要小心啊。
Said you must be careful.
看好你的衣服啊。
You must be watchful of your own garments.
他说看好自己衣服的人有福气啦。
If you are those that be watchful of your garments, then you are blessed.
如果没有看好就倒霉啦。
But if you are not that way, then woe to you.
所以你的衣服还在吗?
So are your clothes still here?
你的衣服还洁白吗?
Are your clothes still whitened?
你有不断的洗净吗?
Have you steadfastly kept washing?
这个会决定我们最后能不能 光荣进圣城啊,
this will be the determinant of one day us entering into the heavenly kingdom.
那在这里说城外有一些犬类啊,
and over here it says that verse 15 it says that there are a lot of dogs out there.
他说外面有狗,
there's outside our dogs.
有坏人,
there's Sorcerers and sexually immoral.
杀人的啊,
murderers.
拜偶像的啊,
idolaters.
他说啊, 有些人不能进来啊,
and there are some people that can't come in.
谁不能进来?
Who cannot enter?
行恶的人不可以进来啊,
that is those who do sin or
bad. 所以到最后我们要不要, 能不能进天国?
And then so in the end when deciding whether we can go to
我们能不能成为一个有福气的人?
Can we become a person of a blessed
person? 跟我们活着的时候的行为有直接的关系啊。
To really have a direct relationship with the actions we have on this earth.
去年呢我刚好有机会回台湾哦。
Last year I had an opportunity to go back to Taiwan.
回台湾参加一场丧礼啊。
I went back to Taiwan to attend a funeral.
这是我的一个亲戚的丧礼。
And this was a funeral of one of my relatives.
我那个亲戚从小信主耶。
And that relative was a person that believed in Christ ever since they were young.
也都有聚会啊。
And they came to service often.
也有圣灵啊。
And had Holy Spirit.
只是他是做军人，他是一个军人，职业军人。
But they were of someone in the military.
所以他常常搬家。
So they often had to move.
所以啊，虽然他只要有空啊，回如果从军队回来，他就会去聚会了啊。
So when he comes back from the services, he'll come to church.
在48岁的时候，
At the age of 48,
突然很不舒服，去检查，结果发现是脑癌啊。
Suddenly he did not feel well, and then after examination, found he had brain cancer.
医生说大概3-6个月就要走了。
Then the doctor told him you only have 3 to 6 months to live.
他们从来没有想到会有这种事情啊。
They thought this could have never happened.
可是既然是发生了，就是这样子啊。
But then it was reality.
但是啊，有一天啊，他就看到一个异象啊。
But then one day he saw a vision.
他看到啊，有一个天国的门啊。
And he saw that there was this door to heaven.
结果他就想说，因为他从小信主啊，所以他这个见证听很多。
So ever since he was a child, he had heard this type of testimony many a time.
他说啊，天国啊，耶稣来接我了，我可以回天国了。
He said, "Heaven, heaven, God has come to take me to heaven."
有，这个我见证有听过哦。
And this testimony I've heard many times.
有一个大门啊，门进去就是美好的无比美丽的地方啊。
There's a big door, and when you go in, there's beauty that abounds.
所以啊，他就要进去了。
So he was ready to go in.
结果啊，走到大门口啊。
But when he got to the big door,
天使说，他就跟天使讲，我要进去啊，我有圣灵啊，我有信耶稣啊。
And the member said, "I want to go to heaven. I have Holy Spirit. Let me go in."
结果天使看看他说，不可以啊，你不可以进来。
Angel said, "No, you can't."
为什么？你的衣服不干净啊。
He said, "And why? Because your garments are not clean."
我衣服怎么会不干净？我没有犯罪。他说我没有犯罪啊。
Then he said, "My garments are. It's not that it's unclean. I've not committed any sin."
结果天使跟他讲了一句话哦。
Then the angel said one phrase.
他说没有灵修不能进天国。
He said, "If you do not spiritually cultivate, you cannot enter kingdom."
他是有去聚会哦。
He did go to service.
但是他聚会没有怎么在听道理。
But when he went to service, he didn't really listen to the words.
他是有看圣经哦。
He did look at the Bible.
只有聚会的时候跟着传道翻而已啊。
But if there's during services, he just turns with the pastor.
从小信主，圣经没有看一遍。
So ever since he was young, he had never read the Bible once.
从来没有认真，所以圣经故事也不少。
And he had not been, he did not know the stories in the Bible.
除了来教会以外，也在家里也没有祷告。
Other than coming to church, he did not pray at home.
天使就跟他讲说，没有灵修不可以进来啊。
And then the angel said, if you do not spiritually cultivate, can't come to heaven.
他吓一跳，他以为说只要有洗礼、有信主就。有洗礼，有圣灵，没有犯罪，一定进天国啊
！He was so shocked. He thought if he just baptized, believed, and had Holy Spirit, then he can come to heaven.
他说这时候啊，有几个黑影啊，就把他往底下拖啊，往底下拖。
And then there were these black shadows that tried to drag him underneath.
他说害怕的不得了啊
！He was scared to the point of death.
这时候啊，他人一直被往下拖，他突然看到上面、啊、他的家人不停的在帮他祷告啊。
And then these black shadows bring him down and down, and then he could see his own household members praying for him.
所以他就醒过来了。
And then he awakened.
很害怕。
So scared.
原来没有灵修，衣服是脏的。
So if no spiritual cultivation, your garments are still unclean.
原来没有灵修，衣服脏的不可以进天国啊。
So if you don't spiritually cultivate, even if you're, then your garments will be. They would be dirty.
从那天开始啊，拼命读经、祷告、聚会啊。
And then from that day onward, he was very steadfast in his spiritual cultivation.
虽然后来啊，他那个因为是脑癌哦，所以虽然后来病得很严重哦。
So to the point later, he had brain cancer until the very serious point.
所以他的太太啊，看得很舍不得啊。
So his wife saw with very just with sadness.
就跟他讲说，你今天安息日，你留在家里没有关系啦。
She said, "It's okay. Today is Sabbath. You can just stay at home."
他说不可以啊，安息日要去教会聚会啊。
Then he said, no, it's the Sabbath, I have to go.
没有灵修不能进天国啊。
Just saying, with no spiritual cultivation, you cannot enter kingdom
God. 所以啊，他想说他只能再活三到六个月嘛。
So he knew that he might only have 3 to 6 months to live.
拼命读经、祷告、去聚会，希望能够把自己的信仰真正建立起来。
He never endingly read the Bible and had service and prayed.
啊，感谢主啊，神让他又活了六年啊。
Thank God, God allowed him to live another 6 years.
啊，真的在这六年当中哦，他把很多他以前不明白的全部都明白了。
And in these 6 years, everything that he didn't know, he was able to know.
啊，所以当我回去的时候，刚好遇到他的丧礼啊。
So when I went back, I went to Taiwan and went to his funeral.
啊，虽然家人很伤心哦。
Even though his family members were sad.
但是我堂姐跟我说啊。
But then my cousin told me.
他说啊，他走得很平安啊。
She had told me that he left very peacefully.
因为他走得很有把握啊。
Because when he left with such conviction.
哦，所以弟兄姐妹啊。
So brothers and sisters.
记住一件事情啊。
Let's remember one thing.
信仰不是只有来聚会、有祷告、有洗礼、有圣灵就好了。
Faith is not just the components of being baptized, getting Holy Spirit, coming to service.
信仰是一个不断在进步的过程。
Your faith and spirituality is a never-ending walk, and it's a process.
每一次的灵修，每一次的聚会
every time you have a service is a chance for spiritual cultivation.
都是让神看见我们不断的长进。
And it allows God to let Him see our growth.
哦，所以我们要常常洗净我们的衣服。
So we have to often wash our own garments.
能够洁白进神国。
We need to be white and shining in front of God.
最后，我们再看回来启示录哦。
Lastly, let's look back at Revelation.
启示录的第二十二章
Revelation chapter 22,
十八节啊
verse 18.
启示录的第二十二章第十八节
Revelation chapter 22, verse 18.
十八节说：“我向一切听见这书上预言的做见证。若有人在这预言上加添什么，神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上。”十九节
19.
这书上的预言，若有人删去什么，神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城删去他的份。哈，这里讲到第四件我们要小心的事情啊。
Here it talks about the fourth reminder that we must remember.
第四件就是不可改预言呐。
That is, you cannot correct or change the prophecy.
哦，这个真理神已经赐给我们了。
The true words God has given to us.
所以保罗说，我们拥有全备道理一个 pattern 哈，全备道理的规模。
So.Paul said we had this pattern of the doctrine for us already.
并且这个全备的道理是让我们认识神得救恩的关键。
And therefore, this pattern of the doctrine has a direct relation to our salvation.
今天这个真理啊，不会随着个人的喜好来改变。
Today, the truth will not change because of anyone.
圣经有些道理你可能不喜欢。
There are truths in the Bible that you may not like.
或者是你看得不高兴。
Or that upset you.
甚至你觉得我不认同。
Or you come to the point where I don't believe in that.
那是你的事啊。
That's your problem.
那是你的问题啊。
That's your problem.
好，所以你的不喜欢、不接受不会更改神的决定啊。
What you dislike will not change the words of God.
人对神设计的得救的经纶没有什么资格说话的。
So man has no right to say or have any words to say about this God's plan of salvation.
神不会因为说你说哎我不喜欢，神就把它改一改，没有这种事情的。
God's not going to change just because one person doesn't like it.
人只有两个选择。
So man only has two choices.
你可以选择接受，或者是选择拒绝。
Two choices, which is one to reject or accept.
但是你不能够更改得救的方法跟更改得救的道路啊。
But you cannot correct or change this road of the words or the prophecy.
所以啊，今天在这里警告我们每一个人啊。
And today, this is a reminder to remind us.
在末世的时候。
In the end time,
各种奇怪的道理学说都会不断的在出现。
There will be so many strange prophecies and philosophies that emerge.
个人随着自己的喜好来发明神的道理。
And then man will go by their own trends and own thinkings and come up with new ideas.
喜欢讲一些以前没有人讲过的。
They like to talk about things that are new and fresh that no one talked
about before. 刺激的、新鲜的、哎、奇怪的。
Really stimulating and very strange and mysterious sayings.
他说啊，我们今天啊所追求的不是这样子的道理啊。
So today, that is not the type of pursuit we should have.
耶利米书告诉我们说，我们要寻找那个古道、古时候的道路啊。
So Jeremiah said that we must pursue the ways of the old.
从古道当中你才找到什么是正路要行在其中啊。
And it's the ways of the old that you will find what exactly you need to pursue.
所以我们今天啊，如果有些奇怪的发明的这种道理啊，这种我们不可以去追随，也不可以去相信啊。
If we today hear of some strange philosophies, we should not follow them.
他说今天如果有人更改这个圣经上的预言啊，
Also, if there are people today that add or edit the prophecy in the Bible,
他说圣经上的灾祸就要加在他的身上啊。
Then there will be plagues added onto him.
哦，所以我们今天对道理要有一个坚持。
So today we must have a barometer in our faith.
认识正路，并且要行在其中。
Actually, we need to have this conviction that that God is really.In the center,
要走在那个道路上面。
So we must walk in the center of the.
因为这个是我们信仰会得福或者是遭灾的关键啊。
It will allow us to know, will be determinant of the factor that if we will fail or win.
你可以做好人
，You can be a good person.
你可以做义人
，You can be a righteous person.
你可以做常常洗净你衣服的人
，You can be a person that's really good at doing laundry.
但
，or I mean, whitening garments. whitening garments.
好，我们在信仰这条路上啊，你可以很努力的做一个好人啊。
So in our walk of faith, you can be a person that is really good.
你可以参与很多圣工啊。
You can do a lot of church work.
但是如果在得救的根基上面，你搞错了。
So if you're in your walk of faith, you have there's a root of your faith that has been gone astray.
在这里讲说，如果更改了这个得救的道路，我更改了这个预言啊。
So if you add or edit to the prophecy of the word of God,
你不管多热心。
No matter how zealous you are,
多爱主
no matter how much you love God,
多付出
no matter how much you give,
很抱歉啊，天国的门路没有办法为你打开啊。
I'm sorry, but the door of heaven will not be open to you.
哦，所以今天得救的关键在哪里？
So what is the important matter in
critical
matter in being saved or key?
哦，就是不是在你要做多少好事啊。
It doesn't matter about how much.It's regardless of how much you do.
不是你捐多少钱给教会哦。
It's regardless of how much you contribute.
更不是你参与多少圣工啊。
It's regardless of how much work you do in the church.
得救的关键在哪里？
What is the key of your of being saved?
主耶稣说：“你们查考圣经，因为内中有永生啊。”
And you worship or you follow or study the words of God because you believe in your heart.
他说在这里面有永生哦。
Because in here there's a eternal life.
所以得救关键在哪里？
So where's the key of being saved?
神的道，耶稣基督的见证，要让我们得救啊。
And God's words that will allow us to be saved.
所以虽然你是一个大好人。
Even though you are a very good person,
虽然你做很多圣工,
even though you've done a lot of church,
你很有爱心, 很热心,
even though you're really loving and you're very zealous,
但是如果在得救的路上有了偏差,
but if you walk and on during your walk of faith, you have wavered or gone astray,
好像你开车啊,
like when you're driving,
啊, 你虽然开得很辛苦,
even though you drive very laboriously,
你开得很努力, 开得很快,
you steadfastly drive,
啊, 但是啊, 你开错方向啦,
but then you drove the wrong direction.
你可以努力开, 你可以用力开, 你就是不会到啊。
You can keep on driving and driving, but you won't get to your destination.
信仰的道路也是一样。
And that is the same in your walk of faith.
不是只有努力。
And that is not just to be perseverant.
更要确定道路正确。
You just need to know this walk of life that you're on
is a
straight one and the right one.
啊、
so let's ask God to help us.
好，让我们每个人都能够像约翰一样啊。
Let's ask God to help us become more like John.
啊，在这里，约翰最后一句话啊。
And this is the last phrase of John.
他说：“主啊，我愿你快来呀。”
John says here, "Lord, I want come."
哦，求主耶稣让我们都能像他一样。
And so let's
都能够像约翰一样。
Let's ask God to help us become more like John.
对信仰很有把握。
To have very much conviction in the
对天国充满盼望。
And to have much hope in the kingdom of God.
在人生很清楚我们的道路。
To be very clear on this walk of faith you're on.
能够在这个有限的人生里面。
And while you're in this limited life.
能够活出一个无限的价值来。
To be able to live a life that's worthy of God.
我们去唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
400首。
Let's sing a hymn.